Club Chats. Here's Phil Tate talking to one of the top recording artists in our weekly feature, Pop Chats.
Well, our guests this week in Pop Chat are the Beatles, John, Paul, George and Ringo. Let's start off with you, Ringo. Everybody knows the Beatles as a Liverpool group, but were you all actually born in Liverpool?
Yes, every one of us.
Are you keeping your homes in Liverpool, or do you plan on moving to London or anything like that?
I don't think any of us are moving. We must have a base in London, you know, because we're there more than we're in Liverpool at the moment. But we're not moving our houses.
Sean, over to you for a minute. You do a lot of songwriting, I believe. Do you always work as a team?
Mainly, all the better songs that we have written, the ones that anybody wants to hear, both of us have written.
And do you write the words and music together, or does one of you write the words?
Sometimes half the words are written by me and he'll finish them off, or just we go along a word each, practically.
And did you write your new record release?
She Loves You, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, we wrote that 2 days before we recorded it, actually.
Actually, we wrote it in a hotel room in Newcastle.
Well, this brings me to a question from one of your fans, Vicky Owen of Chadwell Heath. How did this distinctive hairstyle come about?
Well, I don't think any of us have been bothered with having haircuts. And it was always long. Paul and John went to Paris and came back with it, something like this. And I went to the baths and came out with it like this.
Another fan, Sheila Holland of Ilford, was anxious to know how you managed to get any private life. I mean, if you take a girl out, how do you avoid being recognised? Paul?
I don't know, just sort of run.
Now, John, I know you'll have very little time for anything but music at the moment, but if you had spare time, what sort of hobbies and sports do you enjoy?
Well, none of us are very sporting. You know, the only sport we do bother with is swimming. Well, we don't count that as a sport, but hobbies are just writing songs.
Well, now we come to the request. Who's going to give me a request? How about you, Ringo?
I think we'd all like to hear Billy Jay's Bad to Me, please.
Okay, Bad to Me it shall be. Thank you very much, the Beatles.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
It's 5 o'clock, we're ready to pop. It's the Pop Go the Beatles spot. John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, that's the Beatles, and this is Rodney Burke. Not to mention Harry in his box, so I won't mention him. Okay, let's start the show and cut the monkey business.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mail, never fail at the mail, yet come a rotten mail.
Ow!
Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Talking to me, trying to roll me up a creek so you can buy. Don't try to convey me next week.
Ow!
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Brown hair, good looking, trying to get me hook on me to marry. Settle down, get a home by the book.
Ow!
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Going to school, no need of me complaining, my health gets a go.
Ow!
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to imbibe again. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the window, check the tire, check the oil, it's all the gas.
Ow!
Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Don't want to buy the ration. Get away, leave me.
John and Monkey Business. Well, now, I've seen some funny things come through the post in my time, but what I've got here is a lump of shoe leather from June and Mickey, Diane and Karen, from sixpence to pay on it. Oh, well, it's worth it. Also cards from Sue and Lynn of Birmingham. Now, what's your one there, Paul?
For Icky 1, 2 and 3, alias John Stewart and Richard of Bishop Auckland, who do all sorts of things with bikes here. It's a request for Till There Was You.
Me do. The Beatles just crept in there with that one. Well, now here's another little request spot, and the first card from Carol, Barry, Mac, and Dave, and all the girls in the factory. Wonder what they make there in Walsall. And another card from Felicity, Christine, and all the sixth form at Ellen Grammar School, Yorkshire. Now, you've got a message there for George, John. I haven't got the cheek. You tell him what it is.
The message is for George to get his hair cut, even if he doesn't think much of the idea. But the thing is, Dennis and Sue, he's had it cut, and he looks a right laugh!
You.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And why not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy because I know. I've imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before.
The Beatles in Hot Pursuit of Dr. Feelgood with I'll Get You. Sounds like my doctor. Well, we've had a stack of requests for Paul to sing A Taste of Honey. Now, this is the first Scottish one I've seen, and it's from Pam of Eskbank, Midlothian, for Jennifer in Dalkeith. And way down south from there to Pulborough, Sussex, and Susan Barnett and all her friends in the Thorsham High School for Girls.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine. I dream of your first kiss, and then I feel upon my lips again a taste of honey,
a taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter.
Paul, this card from one of the boys of your old school, do you know him, by the way?
No, we don't know him. His name's Ronnie Yates, but, you know, I can't remember him. But he's in Lower 5E, yeah. The Liverpool Institute.
Was that your class?
I was in that one.
George was in that one, I think, yeah. Anyway, Ronnie, Owls, the Baz, Slimy, Stinky,
Fanny
Nobby,
Bentliff,
Fanny, Pinhead.
Who are they? All the masters?
Weepy.
Yeah, you know,
teachers.
Thousands of them, yeah.
Oh, I hope they're still there.
Anyway, for Ronnie, the Hippie Hippie Shake.
Right.
For goodness sake!
Liverpool Institute. I hope you liked it. And there you are, Beatle fans, for this week. That's it.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
It's 5 o'clock. We're ready to pop in the Pop Go the Beatles spot. George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Lennon and Ringo Starr, that's the Beatles. The Marauders, that's their guests. And Rodney Burke, that's me. All right, and here are the Beatles in Chains. Dedicated to all our chain spotter friends. Well, here's a card that says, "You said last week that nobody ever thanked you. Well, we'll thank you if you'll let the Beatles say something and sing 'You Really Got a Hold on Me.'" Well, thank you, Val and Jill of Dartford.
I've got another one here, Rodney, from Jeff the Greengrocer.
All right.
From High Road, Chad Hoop. For Jenny of 16 Grantham Court. And also for all next year's fifth form and last year's fifth form and tomorrow's fifth form of Robert Clack, Tech, Wood Lane, Dagenham. For Jill Riley, "You Really Got a Hold on Me." Jill.
Welcome to our guests, the Marauders. Step up, gents. That's what I want.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry. The world is treating me bad. Misery. I've lost a drag, misery.
from the Beatles, Misery. Well, I hope I can put a stop to some of that. Now, I got a request here. I can't say it's a card. It's more like a poster, really. It's 2 feet by one, at least. Anyway, I'll read what it says. It says, "Dear Hot and Fruity, George, and Sweet and Cuddly Paul, we have written in several times requesting you lovely bugs to sing for us, but so far we've been unlucky and we're beginning to think your program is a fiddle." Well, that's not true. Therefore, anyway, we have resorted to this large-size postcard. Would any of you, preferably George or Paul, sing any song, even if it's Three Blind Mice, for Ferg, Muggs, Lou, Hearty, Kiss, Boob, and Old Burp, and all of us 5H Walthamstow County High, also Linda, Brenda, Janet, Jane, and William of William Fitt School for Two Crazy Beatle Fans? Now, this is written from Carol Smith and Pauline Laws of Walthamstow. Also for Derry Wilkie, who is a friend of the Beatles in Liverpool, and the song they all want to hear is Lucille. Here's a card I've just got to read. "Dear Rod, we were very disgusted to hear last week that those girls said you never cracked a funny joke and that you were a bore. We think you are very nice and thank you so much for introducing those smashing, absolutely marvellous, can't get enough of these Beatles. So after that compliment, would you please ask them to sing any song of their choice for us, please? Thank you. Love and kisses." Cool. Lorraine, Kay and Linda of Birmingham. Well, how can you refuse?
If there's anything I can do, just call on me.
from me to you, we've had hundreds of cards asking George to say brackets. I don't know why he said it some weeks ago and we've never heard the end of it. George, get us out of this.
Brackets! 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 Brackets!
Now, something else we've had a lot of people asking for is to hear Ringo say something and sing Boys. All right, Ringo, me old mate, this is your big moment.
I'd like to do this for Kathy, Val and Jan from Forest Gate and also for all the girls in Form VC at Southport School.
Thank you. Paul, you've got one there.
Sylvie plays Ask Ringo to sing Boys from Mon Ami Francis, Claire. Merci for Anna Christie, Inish Francis. Thank you.
Oh, very France. John?
We never seem to hear Ringo sing at all, so how about letting him sing Boys for a change from Evelina?
Sure. Please could the Beatles sing Boys and could Ringo read it out, please?
Yeah.
From Jennifer and Elizabeth.
And
you can't read it out.
And affects Yorkshire. All right, now, while he's climbing behind his drums, Boys has also been asked for by Brian Greenoff of Dewsbury, Margaret of Nottingham, Judith and Janet of Guildford, and Liz Griffiths of Cardigan. Are you ready, Ringo?
A trip around the world, hey, hey.
Bop you up, bop, bop you up.
Hey, now.
Bop you up, bop, bop you up.
Hey, hey.
Bop you up, bop, bop
you
up.
You say you do.
Bop you up, yeah.
My girl says when I kiss her lips, guess I'll drill through her fingertips. Hey, hey.
Bop you up, bop, bop you up.
Hey, now.
Bop you up, bop, bop you up.
Hey, hey.
Thank you, Ringo and gentlemen.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
It's 5 o'clock. We're ready to pop in the Pop Go the Beatles spot. Once more, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Lennon and Ringo Starr form the Beatles, who introduce for the first time on radio their guests, Tony Rivers and the Castaways. Okay, Beatles, from the top, for the last time, She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
She loves you.
you know you should be glad.
She loves you, and what I meant by for the last time is that this is the last show of the series. I know the boys feel a little sad about it, and perhaps for that reason they've chosen this one. Ask me why.
I love you, 'cause you tell me things I want to know. And it's true that it really only goes to show that I know that I should never, never, never be blue. Now you're mine, my happiness, it makes me cry. And in time, you'll understand the reason why. If I cry, it's not because I'm sad.
And so we come to our first request spot, and this card asks for anything from the Beatles for Cousin Gillian on holiday in the Isle of Wight, and that's from Susan Swaney of Manor Park, London. Oh, this card has spelled out on it the capital letters of the word Beatles and fitted in breathtaking, enjoyable, adorable, terrific, lovable, exciting, and smashing. Well, that's pretty neat. And it's from Chris and the Two Dianes of Dagenham, and they want to hear Devil in Her Heart. Devil in her heart. Well, now, as you know, I've done a lot of talking on this show. Well, somebody's got to do it, haven't they?
Yeah, and this request says...
Oh.
Will one of you please read this card with our request on it? Why do we want one of the Beatles to read out this card? Well, they never read out the requests anymore, and that Mr. Burke is always reading
it's
them out.
It's not true.
And we don't think it's fair. Yeah. So please please us by singing I Saw Her Standing There and by reading out our card. Love from two Beatle bands... Angela and Margaret from Leicester.
Yeah, and I've got one here from Sue Breezley of Ashton in Surrey, and it's also a request for I Saw Her Standing There, so there.
Charming.
I'm sorry, sorry, fear, yeah! Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she looked was way beyond.
I'd like to dedicate this next number to somebody who's been doing a grand job these past few weeks, the secretary, and she's been belting away, working all the time, good old Audrey.
We'd also like to dedicate it to you, Rodney, for being a great help throughout the 49 weeks. We'd like to sing I'm Sure to Fall.
You are so sweet and
come to the last number of the series. Ah, never mind, they. Well, I think it would be a good idea if you decided, just for a change, what you'd like to do yourselves. Well, for a start, what about you, George?
Well, I'd like to sing this one for John, Paul, and Ringo.
That's nice. John?
I'd like to sing this one for Paul, George, and Ringo.
Paul?
Well, I'd like to do it for George, John, and Ringo, you see.
That's lovely, Ringo.
I'd like to do it for Paul, John, and George.
Well, what's it going to be?
Twist and shout!
What else? Really is it. So, for the time being, it's cheerio from the Beatles.
Goodbye, George. Goodbye, John. Ring a four, Rodney Peck.
Thank you very much. And their guest, Tony Rivers and the Castaways. And on behalf of our producer, Ian Grant, this is Rodney Burke saying, look after yourselves. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Saturday Club. And we're five today. Yes, this is our fifth birthday show, and the stars who've come along to join us in the party are, for the first time ever on British radio, the Everly Brothers, Frank Ifield, Kenny Ball's band, Joe Brown, Clinton Ford, Tommy Rowe, Kathy Kirby, and many more. But when it comes to popularity stakes, here are the winners. Those four sensational gentlemen, the Beatles.
One, two, three, four!
Sings the fast-rising rhythm and blues classic.
Long-distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Try to find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She would not leave a number, but I know who plays the call. Small coat took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. My home is on the south side, just beyond the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. We will pull apart because my mom would not agree. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee. From her eye, Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee.
And another thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saturday Club. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saturday Club. Happy birthday to you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, dear Beatles.
Amateur radio enthusiasts from all over Britain are attending a weekend convention at Manchester, and scores of them were guided to the spot by special radio equipment in their cars, some from as far away as Birmingham. It could be that they'd been listening to Saturday Club.
I suppose it could indeed, David, and I hope they enjoy the last half hour. Now, every number in this half hour is in response to requests, but to keep things moving, we're not reading out the names. Anyway, leading us into this 30 minutes, the Beatles sing both of the songs on their current number one, starting with I'll Get You.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy because I know. I've imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before.
We had a sack full of requests for the next song, so let's have no favouritism at all and say, if you asked for it, here it is.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. The two she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. Loved you, and you know that can't be bad.
The Beatles, with Paul McCartney paying tribute to the Everlys with Lucille. Is, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed hearing all the stars and enjoyed the show. Once again, thank you all for the very kind good wishes you sent to us, and let's hope that you'll join us again next week when the bill isn't at all bad. Now just listen, we've got Roy Orbison with us, the Searchers, Susan Morn, the Viscounts, Bob Luman, Terry Young with the Sons of the Piltdown Men, Mr. Acker Bilk's Paramount Jazz Band, and Tommy Sanderson and the Sandman. Well, that's the lot for this week. So, see you next week.
And now, if the audience in the studio here will kindly let me get to the end of this announcement, which is unlikely, I'd like to tell you, tuned to the show at home, that it's our pleasure right now to present Britain's biggest attraction, the Beatles!
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she looked was way beyond your bed. How could I dance with another? Oh, since I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I fall in love with her.
Now, it's almost a year since the Beatles first hit the show business jackpot, so all the rest of the numbers that you're going to hear today are the big hits that the boys have achieved during the past 12 months. And here's their first one, Love Me Do. The reason for the extra bit at the end, ladies and gentlemen listening at home, is that we just called Paul over and they all shouted, Paul. Paul, Paul, now, hush, hush. Paul, we just heard the good news that you and the boys have been chosen to appear in this year's Royal Variety performance.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's terrific, and all the fellas and us
nice.
Are knocked out. Great.
Marvellous. Lovely.
Very good. Right. Well, let's have two more songs from you right now. Here we go. From me to you. All I can say is Alfred Hitchcock's birds have got nothing on you, like.